More than 6 million people evacuate in the path of an incoming storm with your KFM News Update. I'm Andrew White. First, the Rainbow District School Board says despite announcing the closure of 8 public schools this year board-wide, it will not be considering the construction of any new schools. Instead, the board says that student consolidation will continue and that funding will move toward approved projects and the revitalization of existing buildings. North Bay police are reminding the public to lock it or lose it. This is following a string of vehicle break-ins. Items taken include cash, credit cards, debit cards, and wallets. A full list of streets targeted within the city and in Callander can be found by going to kfmradio.ca. Meanwhile, a 65-year-old Smooth Rock Falls woman is facing multiple charges in regard to fraudulent fentanyl patch use. Police say an investigation revealed it all started with a woman who submitted counterfeit fentanyl patches at a local pharmacy. She is now facing 10 charges, including 5 of fraud under $5,000 and deals and acts on forged documents. And finally, after days of warning and preparation to Floridians, Hurricane Irma delivered a tropical storm wider than the state of Florida itself, more than 640 kilometers wide and with winds up to 210 kilometers per hour. The hurricane sucked ocean water out of bays and swamped much of downtown Miami, in some places even triggering tornadoes. Evidently, 6 million people, however, weren't there to see it under evacuation orders. 3 million people are now without power and more than 12,000 remain in shelters. KFM is following this story and will have more as it becomes available. For local news and weather anytime, go to kfmradio.ca.